Welcome back, sir. I was so delighted to see your name in my booking calendar for this evening, and only a few days after your last visit. You must really need some attention, and I'll be more than happy to give it to you. The truth is, sir, I've been thinking about you almost nonstop since your last visit, and, well, it's kept me constantly aroused. I find my mind drifting off to that beautiful cock of yours at all hours of the day and night, and before I realize it, my hand is between my legs, gently rubbing back and forth. I've received some odd stares in public because of it, but it's worth it. Anyway, enough about me. Please have a seat while I kneel down in front of you. You already know the rules here at the GWA brothel. No touching of any kind, but I will talk dirty to you while you stroke your cock, and I will take your cum anywhere you want it when it's time. So are you ready to begin? Good. Please unzip your fly and pull out your cock. That's it. You know how this works. Point it right at my face and start stroking. I am your whore, and I'm here to take your cum whenever you want to give it to me. Wow, you are so hard already. You haven't even started. Maybe slow down just a bit. I know you want to come, and I promise you will. But I want this to last. Make me earn my money. I promise I'm not going anywhere, no matter how long you take. That's it. Jerk it slowly. Very slowly. The tip of your cock is barely an inch from my face. Slowly. Good. That's the perfect rhythm. Just like that. So, I was thinking I could continue my story from last time if that's okay with you. I know you have a thing for the whole young girl kink, and seeing your reaction gets me so turned on. Yeah? Okay, good. So, after my math teacher fucked me over his desk that one time, I thought I was done. I would get my passing grade and never have to talk to him again. But he had other ideas. The next week, as we were all leaving his classroom, he asked me to stay after with him for a minute. I knew this was going to mean trouble, but what was I going to do? I was still a student, and he was still my teacher, even if he was a huge pervert. I waved to my friends to go out without me, and I walked over to his desk where he was sitting. "Miss," he said, "I'm totally hard." I was shocked at how forward he was, and he seemed to take some pleasure at the surprised look on my face. He kept talking. There's just something about being surrounded by young whores all day that keeps me constantly aroused. Now, normally I would go to the men's room and, relieve myself in there. He leered at me again, letting his eyes drift up and down over my body. But then I realized that I've got you now to take care of it for me. This definitely wasn't what he and I had agreed to, but I was startled that I just stood there, paralyzed. "Now, before you go saying anything, you little slut, don't forget that you still need to get a passing grade to graduate. I know that I said I would give you a passing grade after fucking you last time, but, well, unfortunately, I reviewed your grades, and they're much worse than I thought." He started rubbing his cock through his pants while he was talking to me. Such a pig. "Given your very poor academic performance, I'm afraid you're going to have to service me for the remainder of the semester if you want to pass my class. Now be smart. What's your decision?" I could feel myself fighting back tears at the thought of having to spend more time with that perv, but I didn't see how I really had any choice, so I just gave him a resigned nod. "Smart girl," he said. Then he continued. "Now, unfortunately, it's going to be several hours until I have time to go to my office, but my cock definitely cannot wait that long. You are going to have to service me here in the classroom." I know that I gasped out loud when he said that. The door to the classroom did not lock, and I could hear hundreds of students walking by in the hallway. "Crawl under my desk," he said. "No one will see you there." "Probably," he chuckled. "And even if they did see you, what would it matter? I'm sure they already know what a slut you are." Then he slid his chair to the side so that I could squeeze past him and get under the desk. As soon as I was kneeling at his feet, he immediately slid the chair back in place as if it was all completely normal for him. With his body blocking the light, it was almost pitch black under his desk. But even in the darkness, I could still hear him unzip his fly and pull out his stiff cock. And my nostrils were flooded with the sweet odor of his arousal. "You know what to do, whore," he said. "Sir, please slow down again. I've still got more of this story to tell you, and I don't want you coming too soon. Just slowly stroke it. Gently. Take a deep breath. And keep the tip of your cock right by my mouth. Close enough for me to lick it if I stick my tongue out. Slowly, stroke it slowly, slowly, and make it last. I'm your whore now, nobody else's." "Just take your time. That's it. Slow. Slow. Catch your breath. Your cock is so beautiful, and it's gonna explode soon. I promise. Just focus on me." It wasn't actually true what he said. I didn't know what to do. I had never sucked a cock before. But I knew I didn't have much time if I wanted to get out of there before the next class period started. So I leaned forward and licked the tip of his cock. He was already leaking pre-cum all over the place. I got a thin strand of it in my mouth as I pulled my tongue back. It was salty and slick. I licked the tip of his cock again and kissed it. I could hear him grunt softly above the desk. I still remember the way his cock quivered each time I touched it with the tip of my tongue. He said, "You don't have much time, whore. Suck it." I did as he asked and wrapped my lips around the head of his cock and started to gently slide my mouth up and down over his swollen shaft. I could hear him groan again and felt his cock get even harder in my mouth. I kept up that steady rhythm, up and down, and the whole time I could feel him oozing pre-cum into my mouth. I had to swallow it several times to keep it from leaking out of my mouth and winding up on my school uniform. "Good girl," he groaned. "That's a good girl. Like Daddy's cock. Daddy's gonna give you a big reward if you keep doing that." He definitely knew how to make me feel like I was even dirtier for sucking him off than I already was in my head. I could hear his breath coming faster, and I could feel him trying desperately to thrust his hips forward so that he could get his cock down my throat. The only thing that saved me was that he had to keep his hands on top of his desk like he was doing work, just in case anyone walked in unexpectedly. I don't know how long I was there, letting him fuck my mouth. It couldn't have been that long, but in the darkness it felt like forever. I was starting to worry that the bell would ring for the next period. If that happened and students started to file in, I would be stuck under his desk for 45 minutes. I knew I had to figure out how to get him off. How does it feel having a teenager sucking your stiff cock for you? I said. I'm less than half your age, and I've never even blown my boyfriend before. But I'm doing it for you. I don't want to be doing it. I don't want your cock in my mouth. I don't want to be tasting your pre-cum, but you're blackmailing me, forcing me to be your little slut, forcing me to take your cock down my throat. I felt his cock swell up a little bit more when I started to talk to him, but I also knew I was running out of time before the next class period. I have to learn my place for you, don't I? I'm your new jerk-off toy. I'm your underage whore. I hated what he was doing to me, what he was making me say. But my pussy was so wet. Why was it so wet? Then I reached up with one hand and gently caressed his balls while I sucked his cock. And that did it. I felt his entire body stiffen, and then his cock started shooting hot, sticky cum onto my tongue and down my throat. I stayed on him, swirling my tongue around his head and stroking his shaft until he finished. He pushed his chair back at that point, his stiff cock still pointing out from his pants. Then he looked at me under his desk with an evil smile. If you want to spit my cum out, it's a very long way to the girls' room, he said. So I'd suggest you just swallow the cum that's in your mouth now and look right at me while you do it, he chuckled. I stared him right in the eye and swallowed hard to get his thick load down my throat. I felt totally humiliated and totally turned on all at the same time. I was about to crawl out from under the desk when the bell rang, and students started running into the class. I quickly pulled my arms and legs back under the desk, and my pervert math teacher slid his chair back into place. He didn't even bother putting his dick back in his pants. In the dim light, I could see that my teacher was still completely hard, and cum was dripping from the tip of his cock. In the darkness, under the desk, I could hear all of my classmates and my friends talking quietly. Then my teacher announced that instead of usual lecture, he was going to proctor a silent study period for them, so they could just take out their books and get to work. The classroom was so quiet that you could hear a pin drop at that point, and I knew that if I made any noise under the desk, everyone would hear me. I was resigning myself to spending the remainder of the period kneeling at my teacher's feet while I heard his voice again. Miss, he said loudly to one of my classmates, you should go back to what you were doing before. It will help your grades, after all. And with that, he slid his chair further under the desk so that his hard cock bumped up against my face. I had to bite my lip to stay quiet. My pervert teacher wanted me to suck him off while all my friends were around. As quietly as I possibly could, I started to stroke his thick shaft with one hand and gently rub his balls with the other. Then I lowered my mouth to the head of his cock and began to suck again. As humiliating as it had been having him calling me all sorts of dirty names, somehow this was worse. I felt completely objectified, a wet mouth to service him silently while he supervised the students and answered their occasional questions. My teacher definitely liked it, though. He was completely hard and leaking lots of pre-cum into my mouth. After a few minutes, I heard his voice again. Miss, he said loudly. I'm tired of you talking to your friends in the back row. Please come down here and sit right in front of me where I can keep a close eye on you. That's it. No. I don't want you looking at your books either. Look straight at me and stay quiet. Good girl. Now don't move, he said. I couldn't believe it. My pervert teacher was staring right at one of my classmates while he had me sucking him off under the desk. He gave an almost imperceptible sigh, and I felt his cock throb in my mouth. I kept working his cock, hoping and praying that none of my friends would hear the gentle sucking noises coming from under the desk, or the quiet panting sounds our teacher was making as he pushed his hips forward toward my mouth. I knew I would never be able to live it down if everyone discovered what a slut I had become. Then after a few more minutes, my teacher's voice split the silence again. "Everyone, I think we've all had almost enough today. I want you to finish what you're doing in complete silence. And if you do a good job, I might let you all go early for the day." My teacher wasn't subtle, even if I was the only one that knew what he was really talking about. I quietly picked up my pace, stroking his swollen shaft up and down, caressing his balls, sucking the head of his cock into my mouth. I could feel my teacher's body tensing up in response to my touch, and then his cock just exploded. I never knew a guy could come so hard. Flooding my mouth with his cum. I had to swallow in complete silence so that my friends wouldn't discover me under the desk. Above the desk, I heard my teacher grunt once, loudly enough for everyone to hear. I guess he had decided he didn't care if everyone knew he was being sucked off by one of his students. Then after another minute or so, he simply said, "Class dismissed." And I could hear everyone running out to the hallway. "Oh, fuck, baby. You're leaking pre-cum all over my face. Ah, oh, that's so fucking hot. You've got my pussy so wet again. Baby, I know I rubbed my clit while you finished yourself off last time. But I don't think that's gonna be enough for me this time. I know it's against the rules, but if you didn't tell anyone, I could suck your cock just like I did my teacher when I was just a girl. Just think how good it would feel to have a teen whore gently sucking you up, wrapping her lips around your cock, licking your balls with her cute pink tongue. Oh, can I do that for you, baby, while I get myself off? I want to help relieve all that pressure in your swollen, aching cock. I want to clean up your mess. I want you to mark me like the slut I am. Make me take your cock down my throat. Make me service you. Show me my purpose in life. I'm so close. You can push me over the edge anytime you want. All you have to do is empty your balls into my waiting mouth. Make me eat every drop of your cum. Mark me as yours. That's it. So close. You're so close. Don't make me wait. Let go. I'm here to take it all. No matter what. I'll eat as much as you give me. I'm your toy. Use me. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Hold my head and make me take your cum. I'm coming. I'm coming. Baby, that was so fucking dirty. I love being a whore for you. I really hope you'll come back and see me again soon.